Tyson says his mind is still sharp, but that his 38-year-old body just isn't responding the way it used to. It happens to the best of us, Mike. And attention, New York City motorists, you need education. Driver's education, that is. And a study conducted by the Allstate Insurance Company shows that out of 196 communities surveyed across the nation, New York City comes in at number 173 when it comes to safety. If you want to live where the best drivers are, you'd have to move to Iowa. They're number one. And in case you're wondering who came in dead last, that dubious distinction belongs to the drivers in our nation's capital. WOR time is now 3:03. Traffic, sports, and weather, too, coming up next.
The Daily Commute. Just one more reason to start thinking about that next vacation. No plans? Well, that's no problem. Mexico's Palace Resorts wants to help you get away for a relaxing, all-inclusive vacation at one of 10 luxurious Palace Resort properties. Book a 6-night vacation package at any Palace Resort by June 20th and receive a $250 air credit per person. Good for travel through January 31st, 2006. Palace Resorts sets the standard in all-inclusive accommodations, and they invite you to come and see why. Experience one of their distinct properties located throughout Cancun, Cozumel, Puerto Vallarta, and Riviera Maya. Act now. Limited availability. Holiday blackouts do apply. Maximum 2 air credits per room. September 11th security fee and air taxes are additional. See LibertyTravel.com for details or call 1-877-LIBERTY. Enjoy Mexico's Palace Resort. Liberty Travel, 1-877-LIBERTY. Liberty Travel, where travel begins.
When I travel, I like to take my time, except when it comes to earning rewards. Luckily, Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels are offering triple Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards credit with every qualifying stay this summer. So I'll be flying 3 times faster. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for details. We'll see you there.
Receive 1.5 credits instead of 0.5 credits for qualifying stays with arrival between June 1st and August 31st, 2005. All Rapid Rewards rules and regulations apply.
Mama, bark at me. Can we sing Itchy song?
Okay, I'll get the new Lanacane first aid spray.
Now we spray on Lanacane. Spray with itch and germs and pain.
New fast-acting Lanacane first aid spray with maximum strength itch medicine and antibacterial. Cools instantly, dries fast.
Thanks, Mom.
And for soothing, creamy relief, stop the itch, save your skin with maximum strength Lanacane cream. Use as directed.
It's 3:05 at WOR. Check the traffic. Puerto Rico Day Parade continues till 6 p.m. Fifth Avenue will be shut down between 44th and 86th Street. The Arizona Bridge, Brooklyn down Upper Deck, an accident has been cleared. Lower level is moving fine. Staten Island down Upper Level is looking good as well. LIE eastbound heavy from the Grand Central to the Clearview. Westbound is doing all right. In sports right now, in the sixth, Mets and Angels tied up at 3 apiece. Yankees, meanwhile, scoreless in the third. They're in St. Louis. The WOR weather forecast for this Sunday and tomorrow and Tuesday. Hazy sunshine at times, hot and sticky with a chance of thundershowers. Daytime highs near 90, overnight lows near 70 degrees with a chance of nighttime showers and thundershowers as well. Right now, winds are variable at 6, humidity's at 46%. It's cloudy outside. The temperature is 87 here at WOR. Next news coming up at 4 o'clock. Bulletins at once. Stay tuned now for more of the Wilner Window. I'm Karen McHugh reporting from the WOR News Center.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window, as our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemist, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. For those of you just tuning in, this show is all about nutrition, vitamins, herbs, minerals, homeopathic remedies, what they do, how to use them. We have a special guest with us. She was on the first hour. Hopefully you heard that interview. It was very nice, very informative. Her name is Carol Simontacci. She wrote a book called Natural Alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs. And just to let you know, Carol is also going to be visiting both of our stores tomorrow, Monday. She'll be at the Park Avenue store from 12 to 2, signing her book and giving it away free. Come on down. And she'll be at the downtown store, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall, from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, the phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, if you'd like to speak to Carol, have any questions. And those of you who are on the phone, thanks for staying there over the news. And let's get right to you. Let's say hello to Rose from Maplewood, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. I would like to ask Carol a question. Would Samaracil go to every part of the body, including crossing over the blood-brain barrier?
Well, it would, as with any mineral. Minerals do get up into the head, and that's for obvious reasons. They're critically important to the brain. For example, hundreds of enzymes and other protein bodies in the brain are dependent upon magnesium. Zinc is also highly important to the brain. So, yes, those minerals are going to get up into the brain as needed, as would any mineral.
How would one take the dose? I mean, what would the dosage be, and with food, without food?
Well, the recommendation is 3 capsules first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. You can take it at other times of the day if that's not convenient, but we find that that is generally the most effective. People get the best benefit. 3 capsules on an empty stomach first thing in the morning.
Okay, I thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Rose, thanks for calling.
That's kind of interesting. Normally, when I recommend a mineral supplement, I always feel it's very important that the patient take it with meals to make mm-hmm. sure that they're getting plenty of stomach acid secreted and so forth. But you've found it to be the opposite with this?
Yeah, and you're right. And generally, when it comes to minerals, I recommend meals. As you say, the stomach acid is very important for the ionizing of those minerals for the enhanced absorption. But in this case, we find that it works best on an empty stomach. Now, some people cannot take a supplement on an empty stomach. It just makes them a little bit nauseated or makes them upset. And in that case, I say, then go ahead and take it with a light meal. Absolutely.
Okay. And if there's any difficulty taking all 3 at once, it's okay to spread it out during the day?
You can, yes.
Okay. Very good.
People need to listen to their bodies. I find that,
That's one of the things. I tell Don that all the time. Listen to your body.
Listening.
Well, usually he says that, but my stomach's growling because I'm hungry.
Okay.
There's a few other noises I make, too, but that's another story. We'll leave that for
another time. Okay. All right. Let's say hello to Naomi from Brooklyn.
Hi,
Naomi.
How are you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call. I listen all the time. I'm allergic to sulfitamides. I have a wide range of inflammatories in my system. I do take Coumadin, and I'm a diabetic. I take medication for that. Could I take this, Carol?
I can't imagine why you could not take it. Now, if you're nervous about it, sometimes people get nervous about introducing something, particularly when they have a lot of medical things happening, then start out slowly just to make sure your body will respond to it. But I cannot imagine a situation, especially like yours, why that would be particularly negative.
I can't take the glucosamine conjoint because of the sulfur in it.
Right.
No, that's not true, Naomi. You can take glucosamine and chondroitin if you want to. The sulfur you're allergic to is not the sulfur that's in glucosamine or chondroitin.
The sulfonamides are not in that?
No, sulfonamides are a class of drug, which is, it's referred to as S-U-L-F-A, sulfa medications, which they do contain sulfur, of course, but it's that type of medication you're allergic to. You're not allergic to a mineral called sulfur because otherwise you'd have a severe problem with life. You know, sulfur is an essential mineral, essential to our bodies. You can't be allergic to sulfur. You're allergic to sulfa drugs.
Yeah.
So
for instance, you probably eat eggs from time to time, right?
Yes, but I do get the runs from it.
Yeah, but that may not be from the fact that you have sulfur in
it. Yeah, egg yolk is one of the higher sources of sulfur that we have, and that's the smell of rotten eggs.
Yeah.
And a lot of important things are sulfur-containing, such as taurine.
Cysteine,
glutathione. So that you would not expect to be sensitive because sulfur, the mineral, and sulfa, the drug class, are two different but overlapping things.
Okay.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm sorry. Also, you did mention on the show previous, my cousin has tendonitis,
mm-hmm.
and you mentioned that there's a new vitamin for that.
Well, there was a product we spoke about last week, if that's what you're referring to. We spoke about a product called Celadrin, which also has anti-inflammatory properties.
Yeah. And the tendonitis is an anti-inflammatory problem?
Is she saying tendonitis?
Tendonitis, when he has it ringing in his ears?
Oh, that's different.
Okay.
The ringing in the ears is a totally different process. Usually caused by damage to the nerves and various hair cells and whatnot in the inner ear. And I think if we were talking about that last week, we probably spoke about ginkgo and things of that sort.
Yeah.
Also said there wasn't a whole lot of literature studying any natural treatments of it, or for that matter, any unnatural treatments of it. So tinnitus is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Things like ginkgo, by increasing blood flow to the brain, might possibly be helpful, but it hasn't been well studied.
Mm-hmm.
People have advocated zinc, among other things.
Okay, also one more question, if you don't mind. A friend of mine is suffering terribly from gout, and I know gout is an inflammatory disease as well as arthritis. Would this help him?
I would try it. The general recommendation for gout is cherry juice, because it helps to lower the body's production and, you know, the uric acid and so on. So I would try the cherry juice. You can also try the CRSL. You know, it will help to lower inflammation.
Yeah, another sort of natural remedy is a celery seed extract. That's another one to go along with the cherry juice. And perhaps the CRSL may add something. I don't think there's any reason to think that it would be, you know, a dramatic change, though.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Naomi.
Have a nice day.
You too. Okay, it's time for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie DeTomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Special guest, Carol Simontacci, and we'll all be back after these messages.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams of magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just 4 convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemist.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness in our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores, and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
In 1997, something big for women started in a very quiet way. A new brand, Emerita, emerged with a clear and simple vision to develop natural alternatives for women struggling alone with the confusions of menopause. Emerita offers women a new choice, a gentle way to regain their balance as they step off the treadmill of their monthly cycle. Emerita's flagship product, Progest, the original natural progesterone cream, says it all. We focus on progesterone and use only USP progesterone, which is bioidentical to what your body makes. Progest is available in a gentle cream absorbed through the skin. Today, Progest is the first choice of three generations of women, and Emerita is the leading women's wellness brand nationwide. But Emerita doesn't stop there. We support menstrual health in younger women and offer products that help all women to greater levels of sexual enjoyment. You can find Emerita products at natural product retailers nationwide, as well as at our website at www.emerita.com. That's E-M-E-R-I-T-A. This is your life. We're simply here to help you live it well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilma Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Carol Simon-Tachi. And you just heard that ad a moment ago for Emerita and their Progest line of products. Well, 2 weeks from today, we're going to have a special guest. Sharon McFarland, she'll be our guest, and she'll be talking about Emerita and Progest. And before we get to the phones, you know, there's times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows both conventional and alternative medicine. Someone like our own Dr. Richard Podell. Richard, why don't you let our patients know how that you can be reached?
Our patients?
Our patients, our listeners.
And customers.
And customers, yes.
Yes, we are out in New Jersey, Springfield, New Jersey, and Somerset, New Jersey. And as you know, we do an integrative medicine practice, which means we try to combine the best of conventional standard medical diagnosis and treatment with holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. That means using nutrients, using herbs, using mind-body techniques. Things that come our way most often are people who have complicated problems that don't have simple answers, because if they had simple answers, it'd be better. We're talking about things like the lady who called before, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, various stress-related disorders, chronic headache, irritable bowel. We have an autism program according to the what they call the DAN protocol, Defeat Autism Now, which is the leading group of alternative medicine people have defined that as their current standard. And so we try and help people with whichever way we can by using the combination of natural and, if you will, unnatural healing. So people who are interested, we're at 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. On the web, it's Dr. Podell, drpodell.org.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty. Why don't we get back to the phones, and let's say hello to Victor from Norwalk, Connecticut.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Good afternoon. I've been sitting here enjoying the program and just finished lunch with my dog. Anyway, my problem was that all about 2 years ago, I had acid stomach, so they gave me Prevacid, and they gave me a painkiller, which I don't like.
Celebrex?
Yeah, Celebrex. And I took it for about a week, and I said that was enough of that. Anyway, it didn't seem to bother me. Maybe because I'm in my 80s, they thought I might have had a lot of pain. I don't know. But anyway, I did that for all about a year or so, and now I shift over to Prilosec, the over-the-counter, which seemed to be doing the trick. And I'm trying to break away from Prilosec by taking it every other day, and it doesn't seem to affect me. Is it it's working, or does that mean I'm getting cured, or what? I can't understand.
So, you want to know if Prilosec You can stop taking it?
Yeah, yes. I want to know. They seem to say 17 days. I don't think I understand that, and maybe I should talk to my doctor, which I haven't done.
Yeah, good idea. Probably a good idea because, you know, like we say, everything tends to be an individual thing, and, you know, we can't advise you to stop taking
it. Yeah, I understand. I just advise myself, which is not very good, but this is not an important thing in my body, so I did it every other day, and it seemed to be working. Well, I'll talk to my doctor, then.
Thank you, Victor.
And thank you very much for it.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Joan from Blairstown, New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like to ask a question of Carol, please.
Sure.
I take all of Wilner's products, I mean, for my rheumatoid arthritis, the joint formula, and the MSM, and the multi, which may have minerals in it, too.
Sure.
I started on the Selatrin that you had on last week, this past Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only drug I take for the last year and I want to get off it is the low dose of methotrexate once a week. Is that a problem? Could this help me get off the methotrexate?
Well, I really can't answer that question. You know, this is a very powerful medication. You'd have to address that with your doctor. What the Sierra Cell is, it's a blend of naturally occurring minerals that are essential to human health. And I recommend it to help lower inflammation. And so whether or not it would help you, you know, that's an individual thing. But about the methotrexate, that's a question for your doctor.
Yeah, who doesn't really have any input into natural products. I do this on my own, but I feel pretty good, but I wish I could just get off that methotrexate.
How did the Selatrin do?
I've only been taking it since Wednesday. I started out with the 6 a day. My stomach couldn't handle it, so I went to 3. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
3 a day, because she had said for the first 2 weeks take 6, and it was just too much. I got very nauseous with it, so I'm on 3.
Mm-hmm.
And I take it with meals, and...
Yeah.
I think my skin is better, moisture, you know, the oils. It's good. It's a very good product for you, is it not?
Yeah, I did.
By the way, I did have at least one, I think, I don't remember whether it was two, but at least one person come up to me at the show yesterday at the booth at the Celebrate America show who told me that they started taking the Selatrin last week and they've already seen results. So I have gotten some positive feedback.
Yeah, I got the ointment also. And I got
very good.
Yeah, I feel not, I wouldn't say I feel any much better right now, not yet. You know, because I have the rheumatoid. I don't know what that person had, but rheumatoid's a little harder to deal with. And I do everything that Carol said. I know about the meat, you know, the inflammation from red meat. The only thing I like is the 7-grain bread. And I realized that the grains were inflammatory, but now I know that also.
Yeah, and it's not just wheat. It's also oats and barley. I recommend that you back off of all of the grains except for rice, for millet, some of the ancient grains like amaranth, quinoa. Those tend to be less problematic.
Book, as I understand, is it not? The facts are in your book?
Yes, I do talk about that, and I hope you can come by tomorrow to the book signing, and I'll give you a free copy of the book.
Well, I'd like to if I could, yes. I do have take the rice milk. I don't take dairy products. Dairy is also a
dairy problem.
Yeah, I know all that. Just like I like the grain bread, and
I'll
stop this. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joe. And let's say hello to Amelia from Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir, here I am.
In person, live.
I want to know if you have Sericel. How do you spell Sericel? S-E-R-O-C-E-L?
S-I-E-R-R-A. Like the Sierra Mountains?
R-R.
Yeah, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L.
I see. Yeah, she goes to those mountains instead of Poconos and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Anyway, would this help out in lowering the LDL and cholesterol?
As far as I know, it would not have any particular effect on the cholesterol and LDL. We've not done studies on that. We do have some primary human studies showing that it lowers inflammation, but specifically about the cholesterol, we don't have studies on that.
So it might be helpful for people with heart disease or who are at risk of heart disease through the inflammation mediation, the CRP and so forth, but
in terms of
cholesterol,
We actually have a doctor who is looking at that CRP connection and Sierra Cell, trying with his patients and measuring CRP, and we hope to have data on that in the next few months.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, a CRP is a C-reactive protein. It's a marker of inflammation, and as Carol pointed out, that during the first hour, inflammation is tied in, we know more and more now, to many health problems, including heart disease. So indirectly, you could benefit from taking a C-aerosol if you have heart disease.
Okay, Amelia, thanks so much for that phone call. And we are speaking to Carol Simontacci, and we're talking about natural alternatives to Vioxx, Celebrex, other anti-inflammatory prescription drugs. And Carol's going to be at Wilner Chemist tomorrow, the Park Avenue store, from 12 to 2 o'clock, signing and giving away free copies of a book. And from 3 to 5 o'clock at the downtown store, 253 Broadway. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break, including the traffic update. This is Arnie DeTomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, if you're looking for a fast way to lose weight, check out the 4-3-2-1 diet from Health from the Sun. The 4-3-2-1 diet is popular in Europe. It contains 10 pure plant extracts, 4 herbs that burn fat, 3 herbs that cleanse, 2 herbs that purify, and 1 herb to tone and revitalize. You won't find this combination in any other weight loss product. 10 herbs in a convenient liquid dosage for 10 days, the perfect complement to any weight loss program, including the low-carb diets. The 4-3-2-1 herbal diet that burns, cleanses, purifies, and tones from Health from the Sun. It's available, along with all the other fine Health from the Sun products, at Wilner Chemist. And, of course, it is discount priced. And now, let's go to the traffic.
Good afternoon. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report, starting in Rockland County, southbound New York State Thruway. Still slow at exit 13 in Nanuet, but an accident's been cleared. Still seeing some delays across the span of the Tappan Zee Bridge in both directions. Trouble-free at the George Washington Bridge and the Lincoln Tunnel. Outbound Holland Tunnel, though, up to a 20-minute wait heading to the Jersey side. Northbound Garden State Parkway, watch out for a crash at exit 63 in Manahawkin. Then delays in pockets from the Barnegat Tolls right up through the area of Forked River, again into the Toms River Tolls. Eastbound Bay Extension of the Turnpike, very heavy traffic from the area of Newark Airport over the Newark Bay Bridge. Construction work blocks the right lane until late night. This report brought to you by IHOP. If you love trying new things, then try IHOP for dinner tonight and select a delicious new choice from their exciting new menu. IHOP tonight, come hungry, leave happy. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report.
You can count on Jarrow Formulas to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplement technology. Jarrow has a new product called Alka 500 that contains acetyl-L-carnitine arginate. This patented molecule provides the benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and L-arginine, all in one highly bioavailable compound. Alka 500 is ideal for anyone with heart disease as it improves blood flow, improves energy, and supports heart function. It is also recommended as a possible treatment for male infertility. Alka 500 from Jarrow Formulas. The benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine and arginine combined in one compound. Alka 500 and the entire line of cutting-edge Jarrow Formula products are available at Wilner Chemists, and all are discounted 20% off list price.
We're pleased to let you know that Wilner Chemists now carries Sierrasil. Sierrasil is a naturally occurring mineral composite found only in the high Sierra Mountains, containing numerous macro and trace minerals with unique properties. What types of unique properties? Well, Sierrasil has been shown to improve joint mobility and flexibility quickly and effectively. Sierrasil joint formula, which contains the natural Sierra mineral complex alone, or Sierrasil joint plus, which also contains cat's claw, a new effective way to support joint function. After the recent news about Vioxx and other joint pain medications, the availability of natural joint support supplements like Sierrasil is all the more important. Now, also, once again, be advised that Carol Simontacci, our guest on the show today, is going to be joining us at the Wilner Chemist's store at Park Avenue from 12 to 2 tomorrow, and she'll be at the downtown store from 3 to 5 o'clock tomorrow, that's Monday, signing and giving away copies of her book, Natural Alternatives to Biox, Celebrex, and Other Anti-Inflammatory Prescription Drugs.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilma Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gotome here with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Carol Simintashi. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you about the new sale on Effective Wilner Chemist. We have the entire lines of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements, along with Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, and Alveda Tea, all on sale at 30% off list price. We also have the new 224-page spring edition of the Wilner Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, you really should. Call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. Of course, you can also request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com.
And, you know, while using the website or while calling us up is nice, nothing beats stopping by one of our two stores. Where are our two stores? Well, they're in Manhattan. One is in Midtown Manhattan. That's at 100 Park Avenue, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Anybody can get to Grand Central Terminal. We're just a short block away. And we have a downtown store, if you prefer. It's located right on Broadway. That's 253 Broadway, corner of Murray Street, right near City Hall. So, no excuse not to come by, visit our stores, pick up your catalog, talk to our nutritionist and pharmacist, and have an all-around good time. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Thank you, Don. Thank you. Okay, let's get back to the phones and say hello to Lee from Margate, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm going to ask Carol, are all the minerals and other nutritional supplements included in Serasol formula listed in the book? And does it contain calcium? Because I've heard from several sources that calcium should be taken totally separately, but it interferes with other things that you take. And I don't know if that's true or not. It interferes with, like, magnesium and everything else that you take.
Well, there's a lot of myth and hype and jive about mineral intake and absorption and utilization and all that. And I like to go back to nature the way nature provided, because nature is a whole lot smarter than any of us. Now, in terms of Serasol, it contains virtually all of the minerals that are naturally occurring. There's over 3 dozen of them in them. The minerals themselves are listed on the website, Serasol.com, and you can find them there. But it's in there, calcium, potassium, magnesium, sodium. It has silica, boron, and so on and so on. So it has those, but it doesn't have a lot of any of them. Like, it doesn't have a lot of calcium or a lot of potassium. It has a little bit of a lot of different minerals. And we believe that part of the effectiveness that we have proven in the clinical trials is due to the synergistic effect of all of those minerals.
Yeah, you know, I was tempted to say something about this earlier on the show, but now I definitely think I should. It's important that we make it very clear. You know, Carol just touched on it. Be aware, this is not a calcium supplement. Serasol is not a calcium magnesium supplement. The amounts, as Carol just pointed out, of those particular macro minerals are not at the level that you would be looking for as your, in terms of your calcium magnesium supplement. So you're not going to take a Serasol to prevent osteoporosis. You're not going to take Serasol in place of your normal calcium or calcium magnesium supplement. Okay, I think that's very important
that's very
that you
important.
Understand that. And Carol's correct. correct. I want to, you know, we've mentioned this many times, this thing about calcium interfering with other minerals. Yes, minerals have interactions, but I agree 100% with Carol. Your body was designed to obtain the minerals that it needs, the nutrients and these minerals from food. They occur together in food. That's how nature provided it, and that's how nature designed our body's digestive processes to extract them from food. So don't mix up what happens in a test tube with what happens in your body. The best way to get your minerals in terms of satisfy your nutritional needs is to get it in mixture throughout the day as if you're eating it from foods. When you're taking a Sierra Silva course, and we commented on this earlier, they found that taking it in the morning before meals is effective, but that's because they're not utilizing it as a source of nutrition. They're using it as a therapeutic agent, and it works better for that purpose when taken separately. But that's different.
He said that very eloquently.
See? Well, thank you.
Yes.
That's why we keep them around.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
That's right. Okay, Lee, thanks so much for the call. And next is Patricia from Maplewood, New Jersey. Hello, Patricia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
That's good. I was calling because I wanted to know what would be the best homeopathic remedies for MS?
The best homeopathic remedies for MS.
Right.
Well, when you say homeopathic, do you really mean homeopathic or do you mean just natural remedies?
Natural.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I thought they were both the same.
I know. Many people do, and unfortunately the term is sometimes used that way, but as a point of education for you folks out there, homeopathy refers to a very specific type of natural remedy that's very different in certain respects from the other types of natural remedies. And since that's not your question, I won't go into that. I won't take the time to explain how it's different, but just be aware that it is not as synonymous with, you know, vitamins, minerals, and natural remedies.
Okay.
Okay. MS is, once again, a complex situation, and I don't know that there's any one nutrient that would be best for MS.
No, well, I think you're right, Arnie. I know one nutrient. You basically have to approach it in a holistic manner. I'm sure Dr. Cadell will chime in a second, and Carol, but, you know, I think a Sierra Sil might be something that you could add to the things that you're using because there is an inflammation component, I would think. So, you know, basically anything that we have found that will reduce inflammation, you know, might play a role. But, you know, whether we can say to you, yes, there's, you know, 9 papers that have studied Sierra Sil in humans with MS and shown, no, we can't say that. But from a logical standpoint, and I suspect Carol's going to say this, it might be something that you could try.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. And what I would add, I would certainly try the Sierra Sil for the inflammatory component of MS because there is an inflammatory component. In addition to that, I would recommend your fish oils because the myelin sheath, as you know, is composed of the fats that are very, very beneficial, but you can't take fish oil alone. Zinc and some of the B-complex helps those fatty acids to lay down into that myelin sheath. So you're looking at a complex of nutrients that would be very important there.
Okay, so you say, because at this time I'm taking primrose oil. That's not a fish oil, is it?
No, it's a different oil. You know, and I'm racking my brain. I went to a conference about a week ago, and I believe they were talking about vitamin D in terms of MS as well.
Yeah.
But I'd have to look at that again. They were talking about fairly large quantities, like 2,000 to 4,000 IU of vitamin D.
I think the prevalence of multiple sclerosis was it was less in sunnier climates, so that led them to a vitamin D association.
Well, and now they're associating a lot of illnesses, mental as well as physiological, in terms of vitamin D. So I would try the Sierra Sil, the vitamin D, the fish oil, the zinc, B complex, and a fairly high doses of the vitamin D, like 2,000 IU a day.
I heard about vitamin D too, but I had heard that it actually is supposed to prevent multiple sclerosis.
I didn't know that it had anything to do with something.
Protocol. Well, I don't know. I tried.
Okay.
And you're not going to hurt yourself.
Let me, you started to ask a question, Patricia, about even primrose oil. Is it the same as the fish
right.
oil? The answer is no, it's not the same, but its function or the effect is kind of the same. The evening primrose oil leads to a prostaglandin that will reduce inflammation that is different from the fish oil, but they both have the same function. So in a way, fish oil and evening primrose oil, borage oil, flaxseed oil, blackcurrant oil, all of those good oils sort of have the same function. You can use them both. You can use evening primrose and fish oil. As a matter of fact, I would strongly suggest you do, because the problem with evening primrose, even though it's mentioned a lot, is that it's not quite as strong or as powerful as things like a good fish oil concentrate.
Oh, okay.
All right?
I think the other difference in this case, Don, is the fact that the fish oil doesn't have that DHA component. So for the nerve benefits, you really
the fish oil or the
evening primrose? Primrose doesn't have the DHA component. So I think for that reason, it may be good to make sure you take the a higher dose of the fish oil.
Okay.
But as Don is right, you should take whenever you're taking the fish oil, you should always take some omega 6 with it. And primrose is a good source, borage is a good source, so it's not wrong to take them together.
Okay, and is that actually mentioned in the book at all?
The
I do mention the fish oil.
Yeah, the book does have a section on, I have the book in front of me, there is a section on the fish oil in the book.
Okay. Okay, well,
thanks. Let me make a comment.
Oh, yes, we haven't heard from our medical expert here.
There is very, very little literature using alternative treatments for multiple sclerosis. The person who's probably done the most in general in terms of alternative approaches to neurological disorders is from Florida, Dr. David Perlmutter, who is a neurologist, and he's most well known in alternative circles for using intravenous glutathione for treatments for Parkinson's disease and has a double-blind study underway on that. His recommendations for multiple sclerosis are kind of like his recommendations for other things, so it's a lot of glutathione and alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-carnitine. And he has a website, I forget its address, but David Perlmutter, P-E-R-L-M-U-T-T-E-R, Naples, Florida. We can't really recommend anything that to say it's proved in any way. The vitamin D interest, as Arnie said, is a serious interest based on the fact that it seems to be a whole lot more MS in the northern climes and in the southern climes. There's probably some data on dietary approaches that say that low vitamin D intake may be more common among people with MS. There's been no studies really to say if giving you more vitamin D would help. There are some old studies suggesting that essential fatty acids such as the fish oil and or the more pro-inflammatory linoleic acid vegetable oil might be helpful. These are very old studies. They were not clear-cut. They were suggestive of benefit, but right now I think we have to say it's unproved.
Okay, good point. And, also, just as before we go to a break, MS is one of those diseases which has its ups and downs. So, you could be feeling bad, and all of a sudden you're feeling a lot better. So it's sometimes difficult to tell exactly what's working and what's not. Okay, we have to pause for a short break. You folks are listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Carol Simontacci. We'll all be back in just a moment.
Congratulations. You survived disco nights and 12-hour days. Not to mention fast food and life in a fast lane. Now it's time to fight the effects of modern life in the digital age and aging itself with one of life's natural miracles, garlic. Its healing and health-giving properties are great. But what about the odor? Well, you don't need to eat raw cloves to get all the good things in garlic. Just take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. University research confirms that Kyolic is the one true antioxidant garlic supplement. It helps defend you against free radicals and helps keep blood pressure and cholesterol in check.
So with Kyolic Age Garlic Extract can do everything researchers report, just think what it can do for you. See for yourself. Check out the studies on the web at www.kyolic.com. Kyolic Age Garlic Extract, for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Look for Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
Natural Factors now brings you Celadrin, one of the newest, most effective natural anti-inflammatory supplements available. Celadrin safely promotes flexibility and healthy joint function. Clinical studies have shown Celadrin to be effective, yet without side effects. Natural Factors offers Celadrin in two forms. It comes in a soft gel capsule, 90 per bottle, called Celadrin Joint Health, and also as a soothing cream. So if you have problems with stiff sore joints, Celadrin from Natural Factors may be the answer. It decreases the inflammation, lubricates and restores fluid that cushions bones and joints, and it promotes flexibility and mobility. That's Celadrin, C-E-L-A-D-R-I-N. Celadrin from Natural Factors, available in soft gel capsules and a soothing cream. Available, of course, at Wilner Chemist locations.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of their new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10-mil dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplements professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomi here along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Pozell and our special guest, Carol Simontacci. And we're taking your phone calls, and let's say hello to Veronica from Plainfield, New Jersey.
I was diagnosed with osteoarthritis a few years ago, and now I have lost the fat pads from the bottom of my feet, and I'm in constant pain. I can't put my feet on the ground at all. Are you there?
We're here. We're listening. Every word.
Okay. And incidentally, I have flat feet, mental sargia, and plantar fasciitis. And it is extremely painful. And I have shooting nerve pain sometimes on top of the feet. Do you think Sarasota can help me?
I don't know, but I would try it. I mean, from what you're describing, I would try just about anything. A Sarasota will certainly help to lower the inflammation. And, you know, you're talking about shooting nerve pain that's generally inflammatory. I my guess is you have some kind of inflammatory thing going on that's kind of stimulating all that stuff happening.
So Sarasota will help the inflammation?
Oh, yes. It'll help the inflammation.
Whether or not it's going to help what's really wrong with you, I mean, it's not going to replace the fat pads that you're missing from the bottom of your feet. But is it going to offer you some bit of relief, possibly?
Pardon? Well, what can I do to start to get away from this limited mobility and this chronic pain? What can I do?
Well, my suggestion is that you really should seek out someone like Dr. Podell, because you obviously have a problem that is not just developed a couple of days ago, okay? You need to do a lot of things together, and I think someone who can sit down and talk to you about an overall program is really the type of thing that you need. Taking one vitamin or another vitamin or even a Sierracil is probably not going to be sufficient to give you the amount of relief that I think you're looking for, to be very honest with you.
Okay, Veronica, thanks for that call. And let's say hello to June from Brooklyn.
Hello, good afternoon. Like, I don't know if you asked this question before. Can one use Celestil in conjunction with Celestrin for osteoarthritis, which my mother has? And secondly, is Celestil as an inflammatory good for all other inflammatories other than, you know, the arthritis inflammatory?
Oh, those are really good questions. Arnie, you were going to say something, or do you want me to jump
We, as I mentioned, we spoke about Celadrin last week, so I guess June wants to know, can they be used together?
Yes, I see no reason why not. They're totally different products. You know, you have your oils in the Celadrin, and you have your minerals in the Sierracil. And as I alluded to with an earlier caller, you require the minerals to lay those fatty acids down into the tissues, and so you certainly could use them together. And what was the second question? You just kind of flipped out of my head.
Can it be used, the Celestil, can it be used for other inflammatory
conditions? Other inflammatory conditions. Yes, it can. And we have anecdotal evidence that it is very helpful in pain, inflammation related to injury, to irritable bowel syndrome, to fibromyalgia. Just about any kind of pain that is incited by inflammation, we have anecdotal evidence. Now, we do have clinical science, peer-reviewed studies, one of which has been published in the Journal of the American Nutraceutical Association, and another one that is being prepared for publication now, showing that it is helpful with osteoarthritis, that is specifically. Does that answer your question?
Answer my question perfectly. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling, June. And next is Mary Ann from West Hempstead, Long Island.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon. I love your program.
Thank you, Mary Ann.
I'd like to know, I'm eating oatmeal. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Oatmeal with fruit in it every morning. That's bad, right?
Well, I'm not going to say it's bad, but I can tell you that the grains, and you have in that grain complex, the wheat, oats, and barley can be pro-inflammatory. Do you moisten it with milk?
Yes, soy milk.
Well, soy can also be a problem with allergies, but I would certainly recommend that you back off of the grains.
Rice milk.
Yeah, and then try, instead of having oatmeal for breakfast in the morning, try having rice with your fruit. It's delicious.
What do you mean by rice?
Rice, just rice.
Not farina or...
No, you just cook rice.
Just
like brown rice, for example, is wonderful. You put the fruit in there, moisten it with a little bit of rice.
But isn't that very binding?
No, not unless you have a problem due to other factors with constipation, but no more than with, you know, anything else.
Okay.
Rice is a good food.
Thank you. And my second question is, for a snack, I usually, for years, I've been taking wheat germ, flaxseed meal with a bit of avocado and mixing that all in together and having that as a filler.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not good?
Well, I can tell that you really like nutrition, don't you? Wheat germ has been around for a long time. It's one of those old-time remedies for practically everything. Do you have a problem with inflammation?
I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I am in such pain.
Oh, well, then what I would do is I would probably recommend that you take all grains out of your diet except for the rice. Take out the wheat germ as well and just try it for a while. But you may need some additional diagnosis on there. You might want to ask your doctor for an allergy panel, for example, because allergies are often one of the causes of the rheumatoid.
Is that right? Oh, my goodness, because I All right, let me just ask you, in the morning when I wake up, the first thing I do is take psyllium.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I'll take the apple cider vinegar. And then I will take the folic acid, B12, glucosamine, chondroitin. And
uh-huh.
Am I eliminating all those vitamins by taking the psyllium?
No. You know, there's some question about how much that is going to kind of pre-absorb some of those. You might try taking the psyllium at night.
At night?
Yes, at night. Because you do a lot of the cleansing and detoxifying at night, and your bowels usually move in the morning, so you want that fiber moving through at night to scrub out the intestinal tract. So you might try taking the psyllium at night apart from your supplements.
So you are saying that soy milk is not, well, rice milk is the thing to drink.
I like rice milk, the low-sugar kind. I like almond milk, the original, so it's lower in sugar. Those are very good milk, but when I say milk, I'm talking about simply a beverage, not as a calcium supplement. There's no real nutritional similarity between almond milk, rice milk, or cow's milk. It's just something to put on your rice in the morning.
But you say cow's milk is not a good
That's
idea.
Right. Yes, especially for you, because again, you know, dairy is one of the top three allergens, sweet corn and dairy. So I would certainly eliminate that. I talk about that in my book, by the way.
Okay, so if you can, Mary Ann, why don't you come down to the store tomorrow and say hello to Carol, get a copy of her book, and she'll sign it for you. And talking about books, we're going to hear a little bit about the best supplements for your health.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gutzomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wellner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. Carol, we've enjoyed having you as our guest, and next time you're in New York, give us a call. We'll have a repeat performance.
I've loved it. Hope to see everybody tomorrow at your store.
Okay, and what Carol's referring to is she will be at Wilner Chemist tomorrow. She'll be at both stores from 12 to 2. She'll be at the Park Avenue store. Boom. From 3 to 5, she'll be at the downtown store at 253 Broadway, signing copies of her book and giving it away and saying hello to everybody. Okay, stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Benigni, and we will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock, same time, same station. We hope you'll join us, and hope you'll join us again tomorrow for the book signing. Have a good week, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gutzomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.